Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sarah Hoffman of the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the food bank today. First of all, how did the holidays go for you guys? Was it slower? Did you have a lot of folks coming in needing a little extra push at the holiday season?
Holidays are always such a busy time for us, both with people a little bit more in need of help and also the generosity of our community. People just really come out. They drop off donations of canned goods. A lot of kids in our community did a food bank advent calendar this year, which was so nice, where they collected an item each day during the Christmas season.
You have an event coming up called Empty Bowls. Tell us a little bit about Empty Bowls and what is the event about?
This is a really neat event. Food banks around the country do it. It was started by artists who wanted to use their talents to help people get enough to eat. And so artists from all over Northeast Louisiana are making and donating these beautiful handmade bowls to be sold as part of the ticket price to this event. So you can come get a $40 ticket and you'll get to choose one of these handmade bowls to take home with you.
So these are like a pottery person would make. These are fancy bowls, right?
These are fancy bowls. They're beautiful, all different shapes, sizes, and colors. We have pottery. I think we might have some wood ones and possibly some other materials as well.
So you would spend probably $40 just buying one of these bowls in a pottery store, right?
I would say at least 30 minimum if you were getting a good deal, you would spend. And then you also are going to get some really amazing food. Your ticket gets you a tasting from 17 local restaurants.
So the event is coming up when?
Saturday, January 26th. It's from 11 to 1, and it's at a new event venue downtown Monroe called The Hub, 201 Washington, corner of 2nd Street.
You guys had been doing this in that old warehouse there on the river. The Hub is just a couple of blocks over.
Yep.
Tell folks about this new place you're doing it.
Well, it's going to be a big new music venue downtown, but right now it's just a big warehouse, but it's a nice cozy warehouse with heat, and we're going to have the event in there. Like I said, lots of food will be set up. We're going to have live music. Joe Haydel and Dave Hill are going to be playing. Joe Haydel is a great musician who's got a new album coming out, so you'll be getting to hear him at this event.
The event features those fancy bowls. Now, there is one option out there for the folks that maybe don't want to buy a fancy bowl, or as happened in the past, you run out of fancy bowls.
Yes.
Because you got to pre-plan for that, and you've had incredible success the last couple of years. There's a $20 option, too. But you don't get a cool bowl, right?
Right. The $20 ticket will just get you all the food and activities, but no bowl. There's also a $10 ticket for kids age 6 to 12, and kids 5 and under get in free. There's going to be face painting for the kids. We've got a photo booth out there, and the kids also love the live pottery demo. So Alyssa Guidry brings out her pottery wheel and actually spins her wheel and makes pots as we watch.
Let's talk a little bit about the folks that are providing the food. So you've got this empty bowl. Unfortunately, I guess fortunately, you don't have to go hungry if you come to this event. Trying to fight hunger. You've got a lot of people that are cooking. Tell me some of these folks that you'll get a chance to eat from.
Well, I'm not going to go through the whole list because there's just too many, but people can go to our website and check that out.
We got 4 minutes.
Okay,
you can hit them all.
Parish Restaurant. We've got Chef Pat Nolan, Grown and Grazed, Wingstop, Health with Hope, Fat Pelican, Taste of India is going to be there this year. The Good Earth Salad and Juice Bar. For His Temple Foods will be bringing something healthy. Willie's Food Truck Park is going to be there. We've got Uptown Downtown Rustin. Thurman's is going to be back again. We've got Copeland's, Jack's Tailgaters, Drew Coffee, so we'll have a little bit of coffee. Brazen American Bar Grill, and then we've got Nukes and CC's. CC's will be bringing Gambino's King Cakes, kicking off Mardi Gras season.
Wow, that's big time.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this food.
You've got a big menu to choose from there. Tickets did sell out last year, so you got to get after it here, right?
Got to get after. If you want a bowl, I would suggest go online today or this week, emptybowlsneela.com, and get your ticket. We have sold out of bowls the past 2 years. This is our third year, and we have less than 100 bowls left as of today.
That's pretty cool. Now, this is all happening January 26th at the Hub. And again, folks, if you don't know where that is, it is
201 Washington.
So it's just a couple of blocks from where you had it before. Just a couple of blocks back off the river there. And you'll have signs up. Everybody will be able to find
it. Yep, and there's plenty of parking down there, so you don't have to worry about that either.
This is Saturday, January 26th. Live art from Lee Buffington. Alyssa Guidry's doing the pottery. You got Joe Haydell, Dave Hill playing the music. Empty bowls.
Empty bowls. Get your tickets now, and you can support the fight against hunger in Northeast Louisiana.
Okay, so let's talk about what else is coming up here. You're always in a push. There's always something going on that you can help with at the food bank. I know you always need volunteers, so talk to me about that a little bit.
We do. We only have 11 people on staff at the food bank, and last year we distributed over 5 million pounds of food. We couldn't do that without a lot of awesome volunteers that come in. Volunteers pack all of the bags for our Backpack for Kids program. We send out 800 of those to kids every week during the school year. We have a senior program that serves low-income senior citizens, and volunteers pack over 1,400 boxes for that program every month.
So plenty of opportunities to get involved there. Are there some other events coming up in the next few months we need to know about?
Well, we always need support from the community. The holidays are a big time for us where people are thinking about the food bank, but our hunger relief efforts are year-round. So anybody can get involved at any time by donating funds, donating food, or volunteering. And then if you go to our Facebook page, you can really keep track of what different events that we have coming up.
That's Sarah Hoffman joining us today from the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Sarah, once again, if folks want to find out more about the Empty Bowls event, where can they do that?
Go to EmptyBowlsNela.com.
That's Sarah Hoffman with the Food Bank, EmptyBowlsNela.com. Again, Saturday, January 26th. It's from 11 in the morning till 1 p.m., and those bowls will go fast, won't they?
Get your tickets now.
All right. You can find out more by visiting our website at kedm.org.